It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds offense could only muster four hits off Johnny Cueto and four relievers Wednesday afternoon as the Giants shut him out 3-0. The loss means the Reds lose the series 2-1 and finish the six-game road trip at 2-4. Tyler Mahle was really good for four innings for Cincinnati, but then he ran into trouble in the fifth, and that's when San Francisco scored their first two runs. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Well, you had a feeling, you know, you're facing Johnny Cueto, the way he's been throwing the ball so far this year. It was going to be a low-scoring game. They would have to maybe hit a ball out of the ballpark to get some runs. It would be very difficult to get, you know, three or four hits in the same inning. And he didn't give up anything. Cueto didn't. There was a lot of soft contact. What I was impressed with Cueto was he was really able to add and subtract on his pitches velocity-wise, and the Reds really never looked comfortable in a batter's box.
As far as the pitching goes, how'd you feel Tyler Mahle look? Because it seemed like early on he was good, but then when he ran out of gas, if that wasn't in fact the case, I mean, he fell off kind of in a big way there at the end.
He did, but he didn't really get hit all that hard. I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well. He struck out seven in five innings. Only one of the runs he gave up was an earned run. You know, he was kind of victimized by that ball that fell in between India and Castellanos had in right field. I thought that ball had a chance to be caught, but still, you can't collapse after that. It was the bottom three or four in the order that did the damage against the Mahle today, which is unusual. But, you know, sometimes you pitch the best you can and balls fall in there. The killer was that double that went into triple's alley by Austin Slater. His same thing he did last night. But overall, I think he pitched pretty well. You can't expect to pitch a shutout every time out. You got to have a little offensive support. And today the Reds did not give Mahle any of that.
The offense has been the key for this team here early on, and the bats went quiet today. Just four hits as they're shut out by the Giants. Again, 3-0 the final. Reds will be back at it at Great American Ballpark, returning home Friday against the Indians. Yed, back to you.
If you like good starting pitching, then Wednesday's game was for you. Johnny Cueto gave up a leadoff single in the first and put runners on base in the third and fourth, but the Reds couldn't cross the plate. Tyler Mahle, meanwhile, was equal to the task. He faced the minimal number of batters through three innings. With one out in the fourth, he issued a walk but then struck out Alex Dickerson and then ended the inning against Brandon Belt.
So 3-2, runner will be going. He is, and swing and a miss by Brandon Belt. Blew him away with a high fastball. Seven punch-outs through the first four for Tyler Mahle, a scoreless ball game.
The Reds went out in order in the top of the fifth, but the Giants drew first blood in the bottom of the inning. Donovan Solano singled to start the inning, the Giants' first hit of the game. Brandon Crawford then popped one up to short left field that Eugenio Suarez dropped, but was alert enough to get the force out at second base. So a man on first with one out and Austin Slater at the plate.
After the off day, the Reds will play the Indians here at Great American Ballpark for a three-game set. Off again on Monday before the Diamondbacks come in. There's a fly ball to the right center field gap. That is down in the gap in trouble. Cut off by Naquin. Crawford around third, headed home. He will score without a throw, and into second base is Austin Slater. It's an RBI double, and the Giants strike first. It's 1-0.
Slater moved to third on a wild pitch, and then former Red Kirk Casale got the second run home.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, and there's a ground ball to short. Suarez coming home, throw not in time. Slater slides in just ahead of Suarez's throw, and it's 2-0 Giants.
Well, it was a bad throw by Suarez, given the fact that he's right on the infield grass, up on the grass, try to cut the runoff. He fields it, has time, but he throws it on the first base side of home plate. Stevenson has to stretch for it. And by the time he does, the runner comes right through. Slater got a good jump, and he's got good wheels.
The Giants thought they had a third run, but Nick Castellanos thought differently.
Stevenson hangs the sign, the 2-2 swing, and there's a line drive over the right side, base hit. Up throwing Castellanos. Here comes Casale, throw to the plate. There, in time, safe! Casale got under the tag.
Now, it looked like Castellanos had enough on this play, and the ball beat him there, but Stevenson was on the foul side of home plate and maybe trying to get the high hop right there. And by the time he got the hop, the plate was wide opened up, and Casale just able to get his foot on the base before the tag was applied. Boy, everything that could go wrong this inning is going wrong.
The Reds may want to review this, and they're going to call him out. So the call is overturned. The Reds get the out at home.
That was the final batter Malley would face. His line looked like this. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earned. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 89 pitches, 61 of those for strikes. With 1 out in the top of the 6th, Johnny Cueto struck out Nick Castellanos, and after the final pitch immediately took himself out of the game with a tight lat. Sean Doolittle took over in the bottom of the 6th for Cincinnati. He gave up a 2-out bunt single, but Tyler Stevenson took care of that.
If you're running out of the box, you're trying to bunt while your head's moving. And there are very few hitters along the history of baseball have been good at doing that.
Runner goes. The pitch is high. Throw to second. Good one. Got him. What a throw from Tyler Stevenson to Jonathan India. Belt is caught stealing for the first time in 2021. The Giants are done in the 6th.
The Reds went down in order in the 7th against Logan Webb. Jonathan India drew a walk in the 8th, but he was doubled up, and the Reds failed to score. In the bottom of the 8th, Sal Romano walked a batter, and later in the inning, some poor defense cost him a run.
And this is lifted in the air, shallow right field. Out goes India, and he drops the ball trying to make a basket catch. Because Sally will score, Longoria will score from second, and it's 3-0 Giants.
In the 9th, Jake McGee gave up a 2-out single to Joey Votto, but then he ended the game.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that's all. Reds fall 3-0. They're shut out by the Giants in the wrap-up of this 3-game series in San Francisco. The Reds finish the road trip 2-4.
Here are the totals. 4 San Francisco, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. Cincinnati, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. Winning pitcher Cueto 2-0. Malley gets the loss. He is now 1-1. McGee saves his 6th game of the season. No home runs in the game. Game time 2 hours and 30 minutes. 6,409 on hand at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Time to get some thoughts on the game from Reds manager David Bell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to have too many like that. I'm confident in that. But at the same time, you got to give credit to Johnny Cueto. I think we've all seen him for a long time, and I thought he was outstanding. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's okay. But he pitched a really good game against us. And, you know, like I said, I'm confident that we're not going to have too many games like that with our offense. But sometimes you do have to give the credit to not only to Johnny, but the rest of the bullpen right there.
Tyler Malley had a little bit of a hiccup in the 5th, but overall pleased with his day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought right from the beginning, really good fastball, good slider, mixed in the split a little bit, but I thought he did it mostly with the fastball. And when he's good, that's usually what his main strength is. Getting a lot of pop-ups, a lot of fly balls. On another day, he might go 7, 8, 9 innings there. A little bit of a stressful inning in the 5th, and didn't want to stress him this early in a down game, but he'll get that opportunity. Doolittle came in, nice inning, and then Sal was out. He really picked up the bullpen and pitched 2 quality innings there.
You guys lost a little bit of your momentum with a losing road trip, but looking forward to an off day and getting back to some of that home cooking.
For sure. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back and playing in Cincinnati. And, it seemed a little bit longer than a week, this road trip. So we're anxious to get home. And, we like where we are. Obviously not a successful road trip, but still like where we are and like where we are heading into this homestand.
Thank you, David. Safe travels.
Thanks, Jim.
The Reds have Thursday off before opening up a 3-game series against the Cleveland Indians Friday night at Great American Ballpark. Jeff Hoffman goes to the mound in Game 1 against lefty Logan Allen. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. First pitch is set for 7:10. And again, the final score on Wednesday afternoon from San Francisco, it was the Giants 3 and the Reds nothing. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.